can actually see that point from where I live. I can actually see that point from where I live. I serve on the conservation committee of Sierra Club, and with one exception, which I will come to later, I'm speaking for myself in declaring my opposition to joint group, because I don't think that's what conservation is about. I think it makes a travesty to put a monument to industrialization paired with conservation, to the irreconcilable in view of the shoreline. I keep hearing from various people on this committee, quoted in the press, and even here today, saying that there is no court proposal. And I don't know how you can expect us to believe that with all this discussion of wetlands mitigation, which is being suggested so that a permit can be secured. I think that we've begun to wake up from press accounts, which are very sketchy, but which nevertheless are telling us that there is a process in motion that we need to stop. We need to slow it down. It's already gone too far. And we will lose control if we let the Bureau of Press and the Transportation Committee continue to run the process. We have to make our objections known in every possible forum, including here and through the various organizations that exist to represent the environment. And what I'm going to say now is a matter of public record, because there was a discussion held yesterday on WERU in which Ken Klein, who chairs the Conservation Committee of the Sierra Club, Maine, said that he has raised concerns. He actually said we have raised concerns about the mitigation banking scheme. And he used those words. He said the Sierra Club does not support it. He said it was not in the original agreement, by which I assume he means the city, what came out of the city process. And I think that if all of these things are not understood and agreed upon in the committee, the process does need to slow down. We need to clarify a lot of things about what mitigation banking means. And it's not good enough for it to take place in a discussion, a larger discussion of the federal umbrella wetlands mitigation perspective needs overall. We want it to be tailored directly to this project. And we want to understand very clearly what is happening in Augusta. So I thank you for taking that consideration seriously.